At the Foley Square Federal Courthouse in Lower Manhattan, room 318 is reserved for high security trials. A cavernous room with wood-paneled walls and dark marble pilasters, it is only a few steps from the gated crosswalk to the Metropolitan Correction Center. In case of a disturbance, guards can be rushed into the courtroom and defendants can be hustled back to their cells. It is not a place one would ordinarily come to hear a discussion of medieval Islamic law. But on February 6, 2001, such a discussion took place in room 318. The occasion was the testimony of Jamal Ahmad Al-Fadl, a former member of Al-Qaeda and an FBI informant who was the first witness in the trial for the bombing of U.S. embassies in East Africa in 1998. During the trial, Al-Fadl recounted how Abu Hajar, a senior bin Laden lieutenant and the man responsible for procuring material for weapons of mass destruction for Al-Qaeda, instructed members of the group in the thought of Ibn Taymiyyah, a medieval Muslim theologian. Al-Fadl did not show himself to be deeply knowledgeable about Ibn Taymiyyah. Asked for biographical information about the theologian, for example, Al-Fadl said he lived 1700 or 1800 years ago, an error of about 1,000 years. Ibn Taymiyyah was born in 1269 CE. Of Ibn Taymiyyah's voluminous works on Islamic law and public policy, and his hundreds of epistles and fatwas, Al-Fadl claimed to have read a single section, dedicated to the concept of jihad, from a larger tract on statecraft. Despite this limited acquaintance, Al-Fadl's remarks made clear that Ibn Taymiyyah was held in the highest esteem by Al-Qaeda, and that the group looked to him as a source of inspiration and justification for their violence. To the prosecutor's question about what Abu Hajar had told him and other Al-Qaeda recruits, Al-Fadl responded in his poor English, "He said that our time now is similar like in that time. And he say Ibn al-Taymiyyah, when a Tatar came to Arabic war, Arabic countries that time, he says, some Muslims, they help them. And he says Ibn al-Taymiyyah, he make a fatwa. He said anybody around the Tatar, he buy something from them and he sell them something, you should kill him. And also, if when you attack the Tatar, if anybody around them, anything, or he's not military or that, if you kill him, you don't have to worry about that. If he's a good person, he go to paradise, and if he's a bad person, he go to hell." In other words, anyone who joins with the Tatar, meaning a Muslim apostate, to fight against believing Muslims should be attacked, whether they fight alongside the Tatar or simply do business with him. The warrior need not worry about killing non-combatants, because God would give them their rightful reward. Al-Fadl's remarks garble what the great Islamic jurist wrote, but the kernel of his testimony does come from Ibn Taymiyyah. Out of the thought of this medieval preacher, a contemporary of Dante, a current formed within the ocean of Islamic thought and practice. Alternately slowed and accelerated by social and political circumstances, it gathered tremendous strength in the 20th century and emerged as a profoundly powerful and disruptive force. To grasp the worldview of Al-Qaeda and its leader, Osama bin Laden, it's essential to start with Ibn Taymiyyah.